the sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah the son of Shobal became the father of Jahath, and Jahath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These are the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbosh. The name of their sister was Hazalel Poni. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Hahashtari. These were the sons of Nara. The sons of Hela were Zereth, Izhar, and Ethnin. Hakoz became the father of Anub, Zobeba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Harum. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with sorrow." Jabez called on Elohim of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border. May your hand be with me, and may you keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." Elohim granted him that which he requested. Chelub, the brother of Shuha, became the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton became the father of Beth, Rapha, Pasea, and Tehinna, the father of Ir Nahash. These are the men of Rekah, the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Sariah, the sons of Othniel, Hathath. Meonothai became the father of Ophrah, and Sariah became the father of Joab, the father of Gay Harashim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Eru, Elah, and Nam, the son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalelel, Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalon. And Merid's wife bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His wife, the Jewess, bore Jared, the father of Gedor, Haber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoah. These are the sons of Bithia, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Merid took. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Kailah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinnah, Ben Hanan, and Talon. The sons of Ishi, Zoeth, and Ben Zoeth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, or the father of Lekah, Lada, the father of Maresha, and the families of the house of those who worked fine linen, of the house of Ashbia, and Jochim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Seraph, who had dominion in Moab, and Jashubilehim. These records are ancient. These were the potters and the inhabitants of Netaim and Gedera. They lived there with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon, Nimuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Shaul, Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers didn't have many children, and all their family didn't multiply like the children of Judah. They lived at Beersheba, Muladah, Hazar Shual, at Bilhah, at Ezem, at Tolad, at Bethuel, at Horma, at Ziklag, at Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, at Beth Biri, and at Sharaim. These were their cities until David's reign. Their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Toshin, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were around the same cities as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept their genealogy. Meshobab, Jamlesh, Josha the son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu the son of Joshebiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jacobah, Jeshohiah, Asaiah, Adil, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza the son of Shippai, the son of Alon, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their families. Their fathers' houses increased greatly. They went to the entrance of Gedor, even to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. They found rich, good pasture, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceful, for those who lived there before were descended from Ham. These written by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and struck their tents in the Monim who were found there. And they destroyed them utterly to this day, and lived in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. Some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah, Neriah, Raphiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi. They struck the remnant of the Amalekites who escaped, and have lived there to this day.